This is a Bible teaching podcast from www.lumen.org.uk. That's lumin.org.uk. The presenter is Jeff Lumley.
I don't know whether you've noticed, but as we go through Romans chapter 1, we seem to be going downhill all the time. And indeed we are. People have said that Romans 8 is one of the mountaintops of Scripture, but first, in Romans 1, we are going down and down and down. And we come to verses 24, 5, 6, 7. We're going to start, though, with verse 23. Go back, in fact, to 22, 23, just to remind ourselves where we were last time. I'm going to read the NIV, and then I'm going to apologise for doing so. So verse 21 of Romans chapter 1 says, verse 22 of Romans chapter 1 says, although these people claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones, and in the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men, etc. And we'll get more into that bit next time, because we want to look at what actually verse 24 says. If you remember last time, we looked at verses 22 and 23 and we saw the downhill progression as people exchanged the glory of God and worshipping God for images, firstly to look like men, and then a bit lower birds, and then a bit lower animals, and then the serpent. That's the degradation of worship. Therefore, verse 24, God gave them over to the sinful desires of their hearts, to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. And I said I was going to apologize for reading the NIV. Let me read that verse in the King James. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonour their own bodies between themselves. Now, I didn't read that until after I did the following bit of research, because as I read the NIV, I thought, sexual impurity, I know that word. It's the Greek word porneo, and it just means sex outside of God's relationship that he's given us of marriage. So I thought, well, let's just make sure I'm not making that up. Let's look at it. And I looked at Romans 1:24 on BibleHub.com and looked at the Strong's Greek, and the word porneo is not in that verse at all. The word translated impurity in verse 24 is not porneo, it's akathasian. I had to look that one up, of course, because I'm not a Greek scholar. I'm not a linguist either. You should hear what they say when I try and speak French in France or German in a German-speaking land. They smile and talk to me in English. But this word, akathasian, where does it come from? What does it mean? Well, it's the same word as Jesus used in Matthew chapter 23, verse 27, where he says, woe to you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like tombs having been whitewashed, which outwardly indeed appear beautiful. Inside, however, they are full of bones of the dead and of all akathasias, of all impurity. So this word impurity here is not implying sexual impurity. It's implying decay, degradation. Indeed, doesn't it say they degraded their bodies and they became these stinking, fetid things, which is what Jesus was using the word like in that Matthew passage. So I then read it again. And as I read it again, I realized that there is nothing about sex at all in verse 24, or even in verse 25. The people who've translated the more modern versions, like the NIV in particular, have read what it goes on to in verse 26 and projected that backwards into verse 24. And I've always thought, this doesn't make sense. If they're already doing it, why does God then give them over to it a little bit later? That, it's just, it doesn't flow properly. But let's take the sex out of it, and I'm going to stick with the NIV, and I'm just going to read it, taking that word sexual out of it. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to impurity. He let them continue in impurity. Why? Not because of anything sexual, because their worship was wrong. They stopped worshipping God and they started to worship people, birds, animals and the serpent. And therefore, they've become impure. The wrong spiritual worship has degraded their bodies, which have become fetid and impure. That's quite a profound thought, isn't it? Because the worship was wrong, their bodies have become impure. It's all about worship. It's all about who we worship. Turn back a page or so, a few verses. In the Gospel, this is verse 17, a righteousness from God is revealed. So those who worship God and follow the Gospel, God's righteousness is revealed. Verse 18, but the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against the godlessness, and the wrath of God is revealed through this degradation of the body and it becoming fetid. That word degrade, we use it for things like military weapons. Those weapons were degraded, means they're no longer able to be used. They've either become unsafe and might blow up without a trigger, or they've just lost all their firepower. They have degraded. And this is saying here that because these people stopped worshipping God and started worshipping other things, a spiritual action, their bodies have become degraded and have become impure. It's about worship. Verse 25, you see, they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served other created things rather than the Creator, who is forever worshipped. Amen. And do you see how it now flows? It's all about worship. It was worship in verse 23. It's worship in verse 25. Why on earth would verse 24 be about something other than worship? It's about worship. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. I'm reminded of Luke 17 and the parable of the prodigal son. And Jesus, I think, paints exactly this in that parable. The son was supposed to worship his father. The word would be honour in this case, of course, in a human relationship. The son was supposed to honour his father above all things, really. But this son stops honouring his father and instead honours what his father has, the money. I wish you were dead. I just want your money now. I don't want you any longer. I want your money. I worship your money. Give me your money. And though it broke the father's heart, he gave him over to the money. He knew he could not force him to worship him, to honour him, and neither did he want to force him to. He knew that this man's heart was now so far from him that he wouldn't listen. And so you can see a great sigh and a shrug almost of, okay, have it your way. Go away. Go and take it. Go and have it. It broke the father's heart. We read the story. We know the father was constantly wanting him to come back. That's God's heart. But at the moment, they're out of relationship with God. So God says, verse 24, God gives them over in their sinful desires. God says, okay, have it your own way. But this will lead to the degradation of your bodies, and you will become fetid, and you will just be impure. And it says, because of this again, in verse 26, God gave them over. It just repeats it. It says it twice. And he gives them over to what they want. The prodigal son was given over to the lusts he wanted to fulfill that the money would enable him to fulfill. Drink and booze and women and parties and whatever. Out of the father's way, he separated himself as far as he could from the father. He didn't want any sense of the father getting involved. He just went his own way. And how did he end up? Well, he ended up completely impure, lower even than the pigs who had food when he didn't. And the pig is the lowest thing in their culture. That's how far he went. God gives them over to their shameful lusts. You don't want me. You want to worship other things. Very well. We're going downhill in Romans chapter 1, as I said. So that even their women, the women who were supposed to be protected by the men, the women who were supposed to be guided by the men, the women who were supposed to be honoured by the men, even the women went downhill too, because the men led them there, is really the implication of this. Even the women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion. Now, we'll talk about the sexual side of that, as I said, probably next time. But the point of this is that is not the problem. That is the symptom. The sexual perversion has become because their bodies are already degraded. Their bodies are already fetid. Their bodies are already impure. And there is no sense of purity in their thinking. It's not about sex. It's about worship. And what we need to always be doing is telling people about the father. Prodigal son, don't you know your father? He's having great blessing in his life right now. And back there where you came from, where you should be, there's money coming in. It's the family's going well. It's not that they've forgotten you, but even without you, they're blessed. And we need to remind people what God is like. And even without them, God is gracious. Even without them, everything is well with God. Everything is good with God. And he wants them to be part of it. And they can be part of it. And there can be forgiveness. And there can be freedom. But at the moment, they're worshipping other things. And they've either chosen to forget God completely. And increasingly in our culture, people say, I don't believe in God. Don't believe that for a minute, by the way. Everyone knows there's a spiritual side to life, and everyone knows where that comes from, if we could only get them to be honest. But we need to talk to them about worship. Who are you worshipping? And is what you are worshipping worth worshipping? If we can get the conversation to be about that which you are spending your life on is leading you downhill. Come and spend your life on something that takes you uphill. That is the significant thing. And that's really what Paul is doing in Romans. He takes us to the bottom of the hill, to the Jordan River in the deepest place of the earth, and then helps us to cross the Jordan and to climb up to the Temple Mountain and to be in worship with God. They have impure bodies because their worship life is wrong. And their bodies become worthless because their worship life is wrong. And because their spirit has followed their body and their body has ignored their spirit, they are considered impure. Let me read verse 24 again. In fact, let me read verse 24, if I can find it, in just a sort of literal Greek interpretation. Therefore, God gave them up in the desires of their hearts to impurity, to dishonor their bodies between themselves. And that between themselves doesn't imply sex, to be honest. They dishonor their bodies between themselves as a group because they're worshipping the wrong things. They're dishonoring their bodies when they go out and get drunk together between themselves. They're dishonoring their bodies between themselves when they start telling each other dirty jokes. They're dishonoring their bodies between themselves, yes, when they start fornicating and all sorts of other things. They're dishonoring their bodies between themselves whenever they engage in the impurity that the false worship has led them into. The righteousness of God is revealed by the gospel. The wrath of God, the degradation and the decay of even the body is revealed by their false worship. And that last line I read from verse 27, they received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion. That is simply saying their bodies decay. And they decay in the grave with no hope of resurrection because they are just impure.
The music is by graceforall.wordpress.com. Thank you for listening.